Our next group of students from the North Shore Community School near Two Harbors, Minnesota. Here is their report.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for this week of March 24th, 2018. My name is Lola and I'm your phonologist for this week. On Saturday the 24th, we received a small amount of snow. The wind was ferocious. On Monday night, the 26th, and into Tuesday, we experienced about an inch of wet snow. By midday, the sun was shining, and the snow has melted. This led to many mud puddles on the school's playground. On Thursday, the 29th, we were celebrating I Love to Read Month. It is reading day full of beach activities. It sure does not feel like beach weather, or spring, for that matter. The sun is shining, but it is still chilly. The sap in our school forest is still flowing, but it is slowed down. Miss Jackson's class tree only had a small amount of slush on Thursday. A bald eagle was seen out in a hayfield. A hayfield? Yes. Although bald eagles are seen in northeast Minnesota in winter, one change is that they switched their diet from fishing in the lakes in summer to eating carrion or dead animals they find in winter. Sydney and Sophia witnessed a bald eagle on the side of the road on Saturday feasting on roadkill. Also, people have heard plenty of bird noises. Even if you don't see them, you know they're there. Ellen also spotted an immature bald eagle on Sunday, the 25th. On Tuesday, the 27th, we were down in Maplewood, Minnesota for a field trip. Several students saw a flock of Canadian geese. Lena has also seen many at her house. As you drive along, do you notice the willow shrubs along the wet ditches? They are turning a promising spring green. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you very much. And yes, be observant. And I love that. A promising spring green or a promising spring red or a promising spring one other color. You pick it. The willows along the roadside edges are really becoming colorful right now, as are the tamaracks and the red osier dogwoods and the mountain maples. And just there's a lot of color out there. Even though spring doesn't seem to be like slapping us in the face.